Good morning to you all. We welcome you to church here at Grace Bible, and we're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I'm in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5. It says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." We're going to be dealing with this verse this morning in this particular passage, but I think it's important for us to grasp the import of what Paul is saying here. So when we came, we just didn't share the words of the gospel. We shared it through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's important for us to understand. When we witness to someone and we're sharing the gospel, we should be sharing it through the power of the Holy Spirit. We should ask the Holy Spirit to empower the word to be communicated to the hearts of those who hear it. If we're just expressing words, we have to understand something, that the words are important, but they need to be empowered words. That's what does the saving work. That's what challenges the heart and life of a person who may not have ever come to grips with the fact that they're a lost sinner and that they need a Savior to deliver them from their sin. I'm so thankful that the gospel has power, aren't you? There's no such thing as the gospel of Jesus Christ without power. There is only the gospel of Jesus Christ with power. It changes hearts and lives. We're going to see that this morning as we look at this particular passage of the changes that took place in the lives of those Thessalonian believers. They were not the same. If you are the same, then you've never been confronted with the power of the gospel. That's just a point that we have to understand, because what's happened today, and we're going to share a little bit of that too, there's a lot of Bible teachers out there, and I put that in quotes, Bible teachers that say, well, you know, when we share the gospel, we're not talking about necessarily behavioral changes. You're only looking at status change. But that's not what's described here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We see a behavior change where they were worshiping idols, but they left their idols. They turned to God from idols. Something happened. God changed them, and they left their idols. Don't get that confused. Some people say, well, yeah, they left their idols first, and then they went to God. No, they went to God first from idols. That's the point of the passage. God did something to their heart and mind through the power of the gospel that changed them. They were not the same people. I'm so thankful that that's the kind of gospel that's given to us. If it was a gospel not of power, then we are without hope this morning. It's just, in other words, of a religious person. I have no power and no meaning. But we don't have that gospel. Praise the Lord. There are other gospels out there. Paul warns in several places about another gospel. But we have the gospel of the grace of God, and it has power. Dunamis, we get our word dynamite from that word. Dynamite's powerful, and that's the picture that's made. The word is shock and awe. It changes us from what we were and makes us into something new. And I'm thankful for that this morning.